Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You know, when you look at the sky, I don't know where you are. You might be further away because we, you know, cover a number of states even during the daytime. You might be in some partly cloudy skies and see some blue sky. But right now in downtown New Orleans, it's cloudy. It just looks like a cold December 2nd day. And it's going to get very cold tonight. And then you just heard in the forecast the rain is coming. Have you noticed that Peyton Malone is letting his hair grow out? You know, I like to point out the important things when it comes to anchors, like, for example, when, you know, Katie Moore cut her hair or when Peyton Malone is letting his hair grow out. I like to point out these important things to, you know, to just to help you better understand the news.
Do you follow Peyton Malone on Facebook?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. So Sheba Turk had came to town in New Orleans and made a surprise visit to Peyton Malone's house, and he took a selfie, right? And Peyton Malone had these awesome cut-off jeans shorts, but his legs were kind of pale. And I had the privilege of telling him that. I said, hey, Peyton, we got to catch that tanning salon. He's like, I know.
Well, you know, look, I'm no one to talk because right. I bet my legs are as white as Peyton Malone's legs.
So I think we know what to give him for Christmas, maybe some tanning salon. Yeah. Also spray tan.
But, I mean, you know, we can't help it. We're born that way, you know, and I don't think we should be discriminated against because we're, you know, extremely white.
No, I'm not putting the blame on anybody. If anybody's to blame, it's Sheba for popping up at that man's house.
Well, that's true. Yeah, don't come to my house unannounced because I'm not going to answer the door. You know, man, I would not like that at all. All right, there's a lot going on. I mentioned this earlier. I want to mention it again because it really is just it's kind of such a cool tradition in New Orleans. The Roosevelt Hotel lobby is going to light up tonight at 5 o'clock. It's a big ceremony. It might be a chance to go enjoy a beverage after work. There will be a lot of people there. And that Roosevelt lobby is really spectacular. It's something to see. You know, and kids love it and adults love it. And if you're new to New Orleans and you've never seen it, make time to go see the Roosevelt Hotel lobby. And if you can't do it today, then do it sometime during the holiday season. Lafayette Park was lit up last night. Last week, Canal Street was lit up with the Christmas lights. And, you know, downtown New Orleans really looks beautiful during the holidays. And also, on a somber note, the second Lion in the Sky memorial lighting is taking place in the first few blocks of Bourbon Street in memory of those who were killed in that terrorist tragedy on New Year's Day. Kind of hard to believe that it's almost been a year, but that happened earlier this year. And really, a lot has happened this year, and we'll be talking more about that as we get to the end of this year. Tomorrow is a very special day on this show. It's a day when we put politics and really everything aside to do what we can to help children at Manning Family Children's. Tomorrow is the WWL Manning Family Children's Radiothon. We're going to be there starting at 6 o'clock in the morning with Tommy Tucker, Newell, and Dave Cohen will be there during Newell's show, and you know, Ian and I will be there during our show from 1 to 4, and Sports Talk is even going to be there this time with Bobby and with Mike and with Steve Geller, Archie Manning, and Deuce. And so this goes on until 8 o'clock. Last year, there was a moment when I just I broke down in tears live on the air when I was talking to this girl and her mother. And it is so touching to see these children. The reason we do this is because we're asking you to help us. And while there's no competition among the shows, it's all about WWL having this radiothon and bringing in the money, I am so proud of our audience from 1 to 4 because we do one hell of a job bringing in the money. And I hope it happens again tomorrow. But I thank all of you, you know, over the years of us doing this. This is the fourth annual one. But over the years of us doing this, the audience that we have, and again, it's not competition, but it's just so nice to see how our audience responds to this. But it's day one of the Manning Family Children's Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. And everybody's going to be there. And these kids find their own happiness within their worlds. And for some of these kids, their whole world is the hospital. Their whole contact with people is either their family or the nurses and doctors at the hospital. And to see them find ways to be happy, to see them find ways to play and enjoy life, it really kind of makes you embarrassed that you ever had a bad day. You know, when we think about what makes us have a bad day, getting a ticket or whatever, just think about those kids. And we need you to help us because we can't do this alone. And we need you to help us. And it is something I just really enjoy doing every year because I know how much it helps. And every dollar raised, every dollar you give, stays right here at home. It stays right there at the Manning Family Children's Hospital. It's right there. And it's a great thing that happens. And it's going to happen tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. I received a letter, an actual letter. There was a stamp on the envelope. And I had to think, well, wait a minute, how do you open an envelope? I mean, I had to kind of go back and I had to Google it. You know, how do you open an envelope? It's been so long since I got actual mail. But I received I received a letter. It's a long letter from a woman who is one of those who has complained about the music at Felix's. And this is about live music at the lakefront. And the letter starts out with saying how disappointed she is that she's not allowed on the air. Well, if she is spreading this rumor, it's not true. She apparently wanted to get on the air, but I did not even know this. As you know, we let people on the air. If I'm talking about something and somebody has a different opinion from mine, history is clear. We let people on the air, people who don't agree with me. And I did not mention this person by name, and I haven't yet. I may tomorrow when I read this letter. But she apparently sent a message to the WWL Facebook page, and she sent messages to the station. I don't see those. Now, we are a team, but each show is individual. And this person who wrote this letter, who thinks she was not allowed on the air, doesn't realize that I did not ban her. Ian did not ban her. She is not banned from our show. I would be happy to talk to her. She says she represents a lot of people, and she says that they've had to do all kinds of things in their apartments, including wearing noise-cutting headphones, noise-eliminating headphones in their homes. I don't know that this is true. She says she's got video to prove it, but I've got another story, and I'm going to have to check with my source. I don't have time to talk about this today, but we will talk about this on the show tomorrow. But don't ever let anybody tell you that they're not allowed on this show. There are certain people that might not be allowed because of their demeanor or because of, you know, what they have said in terms of profanity. But because of an opposing view, nobody is banned from this show. Now, again, this woman didn't know, but she left a voicemail. I don't know who she left the voicemail with. Facebook Messenger. I don't see those messages that come into the WWL Radio Facebook message board or whatever. She sent a text. I don't know who she sent a text to, but I went back on my emails and I searched and I did not find one email from her. If she had emailed me personally, I would have gotten it. Scoot@WWL.com. If she called the show, I mean, she didn't try to call the show. If she would have tried to call the show, we would have allowed her to be on. So that's the first thing that makes me curious about her whole claim, that she can't get on the air. And her first sentence is, I was disappointed that my concerns were not allowed on the air. That is a lie. Now, from her impression, it might seem like we're banning her. But again, she contacted the radio station. I don't see those messages. She needed to contact me. And she apparently did not even try to call into the show because Ian would not have blocked her. We would have allowed her on if she simply tried to call the show like everybody else. So we'll talk more about that on this show tomorrow. So look, there is there's a woman, and police are looking for help in finding this woman. She's 25 years old. Her name is Gabrielle Harris, 25 years old, and she is a suspect in stealing a man's $12,000 Rolex watch. This is at the Caesars New Orleans Hotel and Casino. It happened in September. The story is just coming out. Apparently, this man reported that his $12,000 silver sea-dwelling Rolex was missing from his hotel room. Now, I don't get it. I like a nice watch. I really do. I mean, I love nice watches. But I don't get the whole deal behind owning a Rolex. If that's your deal, that's fine. I'm not being critical of you. You can do that if you want, but I don't get it. But look, here's the deal. You meet a woman, and apparently he meets this woman. They have drinks, and then they take a cab back to his hotel room. He falls asleep. I guess he fell asleep after. You know, sometimes you're exhausted. Sometimes you're really put out and you're just exhausted and you just can't help it. You know, you've had a few drinks and then you've just boinked and you're just exhausted and you fall asleep. You fall asleep with a woman you don't know who's in your room. You can't be surprised that the Rolex watch is missing. I hope this guy gets his Rolex watch back, but this is a typical story. Guys meet somebody, they bring them back to the hotel, and they get robbed.
And you know the irony of that? The $12,000 Rolex is probably what he used to attract the woman. People that have those kind of accessories, they have like the diamond earrings and the big necklaces and all those. Yeah. They have those so they can attract the female that they're trying to pursue.
That's true.
Back to the
hotel. I mean, he probably had his long sleeve, and he probably had the sleeve on his coat shortened a little bit so it would show off the Rolex watch.
Yeah, probably checking his time every 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, let me check my Rolex watch. Oh, it looks like it's time to go back to the hotel. Well, let me take, you can't do it with your watch on? I mean, you got to take everything off?
Unless he was dead down and out.
He might have been.
Like she could just slip it off. Maybe he might have been. Pickpocket.
Maybe so. She might have just taken it right off his wrist. But, I mean, anyway, like, you know, it's kind of embarrassing to go to the police and say, yeah, look, I went back to the hotel with this woman. I don't know her. I fell asleep, and she stole my watch. That's got to be a little embarrassing. You can avoid this by simply not going back to the room. You don't take a stranger back to your hotel room. I mean, that's how that stuff gets around. I mean, that's how that stuff spreads. You know, you just bring anybody back to your hotel room.
That's the whole point. The point of going out and going to the casino and wearing your best is because you're trying to. He went out looking for it.
I know. I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was looking for it. Well, he got it. And he got his Rolex silver Sea Dweller's Rolex stolen. I mean, is that a big deal, a Sea Dweller's Rolex?
I couldn't tell you. I wear the off-brand. I think it's called Olive, the one I got on now.
You had a Rolex?
No, it's the off-brand Temu version. See, it looks like a Rolex, but it's not really. It's from a distance.
It does. It looks pretty fancy.
It's $30.
Well, I don't know. A Rolex, just the sight of a Rolex doesn't excite me. But again, that's just my taste. If that's your taste and you collect Rolexes and if you think that's an investment, well, that's fine. I mean, I'm not bashing you for that. I mean, do it. I just don't get it. But you know, people have brought a woman back to the hotel room in New Orleans, and they, you know, they found out that, you know, their wallet is now empty, their credit cards are stolen, and you know, sometimes somebody ends up dead. So the ending can be, you know, really sad. But I mean, I don't care how tempted you are, just don't bring a strange woman back to your hotel room. And maybe make sure you've got a Red Bull, you know, right after, and you can just shoot a Red Bull or, you know, some community coffee or something like that, so you don't fall asleep, because you can't fall asleep right after, because some of them will steal stuff from you. All right, let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, what do you have for us?
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, you were speaking about the old days and old venues and concerts and stuff like that, and I know you talked about Fat City a lot. I want to let you know, if you remember Sharky's Reef, you know Jack Dunn passed away, the original owner. Yeah, he's having his funeral this Friday. To any of your listeners who remember Sharky's Reef in Fat City, yeah, Jack Dunn passed away.
No, I remember. I've got really fond memories of that place, because that's where I took the Penthouse Pet of the Year. I'm talking about not going to a hotel room. Well, she brought me to her hotel room.
I knew there was a difference. I did look at you sideways.
She brought me to her hotel room, and you know what was she going to steal? My, you know, my Swatch watch. You know, this was, you know, I probably was wearing a Swatch at the time. What was she going to steal that? Anyway, anyway, we started at Sharky's Reef, and anyway, that's enough of that.
Well, look, if you're looking for women, tonight's the night. 98 degrees are in O-Town. All these boy bands are playing in New Orleans this week for some reason. You got Jonas Brothers Saturday at the arena, but tonight, 98 degrees in O-Town's at the Sanger Theater there, Scoot and Coleman.
Oh, cool.
I'm sure it's going to be 30 women to every one disgruntled man who got dragged to that.
And, you know, there'll be nobody, and, you know, the men's room will not be crowded, but the ladies' room is going to be packed.
The men's room will not be crowded tonight at the 98 degrees New Orleans concert, that's for sure. And the Pelicans play tonight. I mean, the season is off to a really bad start. I hate to say it, yeah. Dude, we said it, we're monitoring the attendance. I expect about 5,000 in there tonight. By February, it might be down to 3,000 a night. It's a sad state.
Jimmy, look, I know you're a big Pelicans fan, and I like when you call in and talk about that, and I'm doing all I can to support the Pelicans, even bought some Pelicans merchandise. So do you agree that Gail Benson has the money to go out and get the best basketball coach available? Why don't we have a coach yet?
I think, listen, I'll say this as a fan, all right? I think there's a way better chance the Pelicans get relocated before the Saints. Now, someone's response to that right now will be, yeah, but didn't you hear Gail Benson say that she's not moving the Pelicans or the Saints? This is the issue, Scoot. Adam Silver is not as keen on New Orleans as a sustainable NBA city as David Stern was. After Katrina, Stern had a vision. He saw the optics. He said, no, we can't pull the Hornets and Pelicans out of here right now. It would look bad on us. And he's now retired, and they did two All-Stars under Stern. That was all due to him. That was great for the city. The value of the branding for New Orleans having an NBA city is very valuable. I know a lot of listeners are like, oh, take them. But from what I understand, Adam Silver would rather relocate than expand, meaning if they want to bring a new team – to Vegas, Kansas City, or Seattle, they're going to relocate a lower-rung team like the Pelicans. So all I'll say is this. Gail Benson's, if she's not 80, she's near an 80. She's got no kids. There's a lot of entities that are eventually, after she passes, are going to harass Loomis and Lauscha and the trust to relocate. And I think that could be a long time from now.
I mean, I think she's in really good health, and I hope that she lives a very long time. But Jimmy, I don't hear talk about the coach search. Maybe I'm missing something.
I think the former Nuggets coach Malone is a good option. He had success. He won a championship a couple years ago. He's an option. Obviously, Derek Queen has to work out, because we traded next year's first round pick. Yeah. And remember, that's probably going to end up, Scoot, being a top three pick. So Derek Queen has to work out. So far, he's been good. It's not equating into wins. But listen, all I'll say is this. When we start getting 5,000, 4,000, 3,000 people in the stadium and the whole upper deck's empty,
yeah,
Adam Silver's taking note, and that's the issue.
Yeah, I just, I don't know, maybe I'm missing it. Jimmy, I appreciate the call. Maybe I'm missing it, but I'm not hearing a lot of aggressive talk about going out and getting a coach, and money should be no object. So, I mean, is that a statement about the Pelicans, or am I missing it? Am I missing the intense conversation that's going on about searching for a new coach? Because I think these players need to know who the coach is, and I think that's when they come together as a team. And it may be subconscious, but I think there is some uncertainty there, and players shouldn't have uncertainty. They should be, you know, really into what they're doing. And anyway, I hope they get a new coach, and I hope they get that coach very soon. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Oxford 2025 Word of the Year, which is rage bait. Sometimes it's a phrase, rage bait. It's a post that is designed to make you really angry. We'll talk about that. Here's one of my favorite Christmas songs from the Molly.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ringwalds. You know, I have often asked this question. You know, we live in America. We have a great life. Things are not perfect. A lot of things are really effed up. You got problems. I got problems. But overall, life is pretty damn good here. And you can talk about making America great again. That's fine. But America's pretty damn great right now. So why are there so many angry people in America? And why do so many of the angry people fall on the right? Their candidate won the election, and yet they are angry. And that leads me to Oxford's Word of the Year for 2025. It's two words. Sometimes that happens. Rage bait is the word of the year for 2025. Rage bait. It means posting something on social media that is designed to be provocative. It is online content deliberately designed to elicit anger or outrage by being frustrating, provocative, or offensive, typically posted in order to increase traffic or engagement with a particular web page or social media content. So I understand why this is a popular phrase, because rage bait is really popular. But my question is, why do you think people are so angry? I talked about this in a video that I posted on Scoot on the Air Substack. And if you haven't done it, I would appreciate it if you would join me there and comment on the videos that I post. It's go to Substack, download the Substack app, and just search Scoot on the Air and subscribe, and you'll get everything that we post. So I think there are people who want to make a difference, but they have no power. They have the power of one vote, but they really have no power. They have no influence, and they so want to have influence. They so want to tell people what to believe, tell people how to lead their lives, but they have no power. The only power that they can get is the power that they get, the sense of power they get when they make somebody angry. Like, they have the power to make somebody angry. And they think, and this is maybe subconscious, but they're thinking, and again, maybe subconsciously, I've got the power to really piss somebody off. I've got the power to really piss Scoot off by getting personal with him, by talking about his looks, the way he dresses, his hair, whatever, all these insignificant things. I mean, why even bring that up? I mean, if you've got an intelligent rebuttal to what I say, well, then give me the intelligent rebuttal. I mean, don't comment on my hair. That doesn't have anything to do with anything. My clothes, that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about. So it really shows me that, you know, the people who do that, they really don't have a comeback. They really don't have an argument. But people post things to make you mad. And, you know, I don't get mad anymore. I mean, I never really got mad because I've been in this business so long that, you know, even when I was in music radio, not everybody liked me. Not everybody likes you. I don't know what you do for a living, but not everybody likes you. I mean, think about how popular the Kardashians are. Not everybody likes them. You can think of the most popular performer in the world today, and not everybody likes them. So this idea that everybody has to like you is ridiculous. You can be really successful without everybody liking you. In fact, if you do the things that you need to do to make everybody happy, you're so vanilla, you're so bland, that you're not going to be successful. If I've got people that don't like me, I know I'm doing the right thing. I mean, that's just a fact of this business. But the point is, why are people angry? I think it's because they feel a sense of power over the idea that they can make you angry. They can upset you. They can get you so mad that you come back at them. And then they come back at you with something even more provocative. And so it's all about venting this anger. But I don't understand why the anger is there on the right, and from so many on the right, when their candidate won. I mean, then that group, when Joe Biden was president, they were angry at Joe Biden. They were angry at the Democrats. They're still angry at the Democrats. They're angry at the radical liberal Democrats. Well, you know, that is no different from when people say that people who are don't like Trump, they have Trump derangement syndrome or whatever, TDS, whatever that is. And yet they had the same disorder when Biden was president and when Kamala Harris was running for president. They had the exact same thing going on in their brains. So I just find it unsettling that we live in such a great time. There are problems. Yes, inflation is a problem. There are a lot of problems. A lot of things are not right. But this is still a pretty great time to be alive. And I don't know about you, but, you know, you can create a life that's like a pretty cool life. I mean, I love my life. I mean, I work to get here. But you've got opportunities to just have a great life in America, and so many people are spending so much time just being angry. And I don't understand why, other than it gives them a sense of power to know that they have the ability to make somebody else angry.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Post. Yeah, you don't want to miss a thing, do you? I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. Hey, don't forget, Friday night, it's the AAC Championship game between 21-ranked North Texas and 22-ranked Tulane at Yulman Stadium. And kickoff is at 7 o'clock. I hope the rain is out of here by that time. Also, I was watching Channel 4 WWL Louisiana Channel 4 earlier. And on the new news, there was a live update with David Hammer on the Archdiocese trial, the bankruptcy case, and the $230 million settlement. And the victims were there, and they told their stories. And David Hammer was just talking about how difficult it was to hear these sad stories and things that had happened to these people, they believe, as a result of being molested by priests. And as a Catholic, I am just ashamed that there are people who put the church, the building, the bureaucracy, the hierarchy of the church ahead of doing the right thing. That's not my opinion, that's a fact. And there are people who have defended the Catholic Church when the Catholic Church should not have been defended. It's okay to be Catholic and be honest about the church. I mean, Jesus and God would want it that way. And there were people that did not consider Jesus or God in their defense and support of the church at a time when the church was basically hiding priests who did this, protecting priests that did this. All right, let's go to Gregory in Metairie. Hey, Gregory, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, always great to talk to you at this time of year. What a wonderful time to talk to you.
Yeah, I think it's a great time of year in general. But I've gone through this time of year when I've had really, really serious problems. So, you know, I do know that joyous time for everyone.
I think you're one of the greatest voices on radio today. I don't care, throughout the nation. I think you're one of the greatest voices, and we're very fortunate to have you here.
I'm honored that you would say that.
You were talking about, I can't believe you brought up Sharky's Reef. Oh, God. Can I tell you about that experience? I had that. Now, I'm not going to go into that.
Yeah, I know.
But, do you know that Galatoire's is still communal dining? If you don't have a reservation for the second floor, you sit on those big, long tables. Now, you can get tables on the side of Galatoire's, and they do it. Mm. And you lots on Julia and Convention Center Boulevard, you know, it's decent food, and that's all communal dining. And I'm not going to talk about, you know, like, you know, the Cracker Barrel or anything like that. Yeah. But anyway, I'm talking about two really pretty good restaurants.
Yeah, and I'm not critical of communal dining. I don't think it would be for me.
You had mentioned, no, you get to meet people you probably never would have met. And I remember having to wait in the long line. You know, for years, Galatoire's never took reservations, ever.
I didn't know that. Well, yes, you're right, Gregory, because they would have, they would get homeless people.
Depending on how many people you had, you had to keep waiting. If there was just a two top, you know, they might have gotten in before you. If you had 8, 9 people, then they would wait for a place to, but it was these two long tables in the middle of the dining room.
But wasn't there a time? Know? Wasn't there a time when
no
people?
No reservations and no credit cards.
Yeah, people used to pay homeless people to stand in line for them. I remember that now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember my grandmother giving a guy like a couple of bucks to stand in line because she wanted to go to D.H. Holmes at Christmas at this time of year.
Go do your Christmas shopping while you're waiting to get a table.
Oh, I mean, I tell you what. When I was a kid, I heard on the WWL News about this revitalization of Canal Street. I can't wait for that, because when you and I were kids, don't you remember what a wonderland Canal Street was at Christmas time?
Yeah, they had a... I remember, listen...
Maison Planche, Rubenstein Brothers, Adler's, all of them. They were all locally owned.
I remember when there was a... There was an elevator operator sitting in the elevator, I think at Maison Blanche, and he would hit the floor for you.
Maison Blanche, absolutely. Yeah. And he had a little stool.
He did. He had a little wooden stool. Yeah, he did. He had a wooden stool in front of the buttons, and he pushed the button for you.
Scoot, we aren't that far apart in age, and I just love that you're the voice of the city. And I'm being quite serious.
I appreciate
that you love so well, because we really do love you. Well, you know, I mean, I've been listening to you since I was a kid, and, you know, everybody says that, but it's true.
It's an honor. It's truly an honor. It's an honor. Gregory, I got to get you a break here, man. I love you. I love your calls, and I appreciate you calling. I do appreciate those words. All right, on the Scooter There calendar, on this day in 1967, the Monkees had the number one song in America. It was this song. Now, you are short. Davy Jones was short. It was short. This was the number one song in America this day in 1967. It's a good song. I mean, I'm into some of this, like, you know, pop music that was like, you know, chicken rock, but, you know, it's kind of a cool song. All right, I know we're running late. I got to get into this break here. I'd like to hear more of it, but, you know, we got to go. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. You know what this is, WWL. Yesterday, I talked about a ticket that I got Saturday afternoon over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It was on the north approach to the causeway heading south. And there's an area there that seems to be really confusing for drivers. I got a lot of response to this, but I want to share part of an email that I got yesterday. And, you know, I might have made a mistake. I'm human and I make mistakes, and I might have made a mistake, but I went back and I retraced my steps, and I just couldn't figure out what I did wrong. But I'll talk about one mistake that I might have made. You know, I still think that this woman with the Causeway Police should have given me a warning. I mean, I wasn't speeding. I wasn't endangering anybody's life, and she just seemed so happy to give me that ticket. And, you know, years ago, I had one encounter with a Causeway police officer. Could not have been nicer. This person was, you know, very, very abrupt. And I don't know, maybe she was having a bad day. Anyway, we'll talk about that coming up on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.